0. Hi, this is Inside the 610. I'm your host, Mike Frisetto, and we're talking about One Earth Reggae Fest, which will happen Saturday, July 1st at the beautiful Steel Stacks venue. And today we have DJ Menace. DJ Menace, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for coming in today.
Yes, sir.
You know, many describe you as a legendary DJ. Please take a few moments to describe to the listeners what exactly it is that you do, especially here in the local music scene, and how long have you been doing it?
I mean, I've been DJing since I'm 14. I could tell you from when we started from the bottom, from where I started.
Sure.
I mean, I started back in the day. I was a teenager, and they used to have these little clubs around where they used to do teen parties and this and that, so I was too young to get the gigs at the clubs, so we started throwing these house parties and started shutting down the – everybody would come to my parties instead of going to the clubs and stuff like that. So that's how I basically started.
Gotcha. And was that around this area?
Yeah. I actually lived on the north side of Bethlehem.
Mm.
Yep. I grew up in Bethlehem. I mean, my mom moved around from Allentown to Bethlehem, but I grew up in Bethlehem mostly.
And then after that, is that how it started? You got into owning or running some clubs?
Well, like I said, I was an entrepreneur as a teenager, and I started doing the house parties, and people would actually like come to my house parties, pay to get in. So it was like the light bulb went off, and then I just continued doing it from that point on.
Now, we're talking about a few decades here that you're in the music scene, and what an exciting year for hip-hop now, being the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, which originated in New York City in 1973. It started as a new form of art, an expression for young people, really, and it flourished to become one of the most popular genres in the entire world. Why do you think hip-hop has become so popular so quickly?
Well, I mean, I could tell you from experience, like from the beginning, before I was a DJ and I was involved in hip hop and music, I was a break dancer. So I was there. I was one of the original B-boys from back in the day. So I was a B-boy break dancing. And then, you know, that we went through that little era. And then when that started to fade off, I needed something to do. So I loved music from the get-go. So I started being a DJ.
Wow.
Transitioning from a breakdancer.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah. And so you've been around the local hip-hop scene, Lehigh Valley, since it originated in this area. You know, it went through a lot of phases. A lot of people describe, and me learning through about the history of hip-hop in this area, a lot of describe ups and downs of hip-hop. Some people say that the genre is supposed to uplift people that are at the bottom, what people would say. And that has not happened really in this area. Some describe it as crabs in a bucket pulling each other down. Why do you think that is? And what does the local hip-hop community need to do to fix that?
Well, I've absolutely seen exactly what you just described with hip-hop. I mean, if you look at hip-hop, it's a competitive sport. So, like, naturally, everybody wants to, like, well, it started out back in the day. People were battling each other and stuff like that. So, I mean, it being a competitive sport, that's why I think hinders the progression of an area trying to get together and uplift, which it shouldn't, but they need to get out of that mentality. And that's been going on for a couple of decades, and I've dealt with that, like, firsthand.
Yeah, so what are the things that need to happen so it becomes more positive in this area?
I mean, like, I've been involved in a lot of showcases and things with hip-hop. And the thing that always bothered me and I always spoke about was one thing that annoys me: if there's a hip-hop showcase and you're performing at 9 p.m. and everybody's there watching you perform, why do you have to leave at 9:30, 10 o'clock and not stay and watch and support the other artists? And I see that over and over, and I tell them about it over and over. It's like beating the wall. I wish people would just, like, you want everybody there to watch you perform and showcase your skills. So why can't you and your people stay and do the same for the rest of the artists that night? Like, it's like, you know what I mean? That's one of the things that is a big problem with hip hop.
Do you see it changing at all? Is it getting better?
I mean, it seems to get better, but we did a showcase about a year ago, and it was kind of like the same thing. It was crowded early. People would, you know, the opening acts would come on, and there's a lot of people there. And then it would slowly get less people as the night would go on, because the people who performed early and the people who came to see them perform didn't really stay to support the rest of the people performing.
You know, but talking to a lot of people about the history of hip hop in this area, they mention you every time. Mm-hmm. How have you personally stayed on the positive side of hip hop all throughout all these years?
Well, I mean, what I really remember is back in the early 2000s, the area was really like segregated. Allentown didn't really mess with Bethlehem, and Bethlehem didn't really mess with Easton as far as hip hop went. Like, everybody kind of stayed in their own little areas. And at that time, we did a mixtape called The Unknown Cypher. So we had a lot of talented MCs, and they were from all the cities in the valley. And I kind of brought them together. And then, like, to this day, some of them are still friends and this and that. And that was how I tried to get everybody together at that time. And that's pretty much what I remember.
So do you think more collaboration like that would be beneficial to the community?
Oh, collaborations is like everybody's on social media now, networking, and it's another form of networking. Why wouldn't you use that avenue?
Describe, since you've been in the scene for a few decades, you must have some pretty memorable moments in your career. What are some of the most memorable moments in your career?
As far as local hip-hop goes, or just hip-hop in general?
No, hip-hop in general, just music career.
I mean, I've been on stage with Junior Mafia. I've been on stage with Capone and Nori. I've been on stage with some real big-time people that I've DJed for and all that. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you can go back as far as Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. I've been on stage with them. So, I mean, I have memorable moments. I mean, in the early 2000s, I was DJing at WLVR at up on Lehigh University, and the TV show Thunderbox was in the area. I guess one of the guys who was one of the executives was from here originally. They came to the station while I was live on the air DJing and recruited me to DJ for the TV show. So that's another memorable moment, you know what I mean? And then, of course, I've won a couple awards, and it's always great to be recognized, so those are some of my great moments.
Awesome. And recently, you didn't you just DJ at a Main Gate? Wasn't there a Gyptian?
Gyptian, yeah. Caribbean artist Gyptian was in the building. Yep.
Yeah. How was that? I remember him as a kid growing up. He came out with that one big hit. Exactly. And then I watched recently his Tiny Desk on NPR, and he's a very, very talented musician.
Yeah, it was a good night. It was a great night. We've been doing a lot of Caribbean parties over there at Main Gate, and it's been going real well.
You know what? And when people hear DJ Menace, you know, they automatically think of hip hop. But you're interested and you enjoy other genres.
Absolutely. Like, that's one of the things that everybody calls me a hip hop DJ. And it's like, I'm not a hip hop. I could do a Spanish party and rock the whole thing all night if I had to. Like, I play all types of music. I grew up, like, growing up, my mom was listening to classic rock. So that was one of my inspirations, classic rock. Like, I still listen to it this day. So I listen to all types of music, and yeah, I'm not just a hip-hop DJ, but I love hip-hop. Mm-hmm. That's my first love.
Yeah, so what are some of your other favorite genres, if you had to pick some?
I mean, I love dancehall reggae. It's like, probably my favorite right at this time. I mean, there's the time where early when Baltimore Club and all that stuff first came out, I was really the only DJ out here playing that. Now everybody plays it, but, you know, it's all right. It's all good.
Got it. Now, you will be performing this year at the One Earth Reggae Festival July 1st at Steel Stacks. What does that mean to you and to this community that reggae has come back to the Lehigh Valley with a free festival for the people here? What does that mean?
Well, for me, like, being accepted, like, a lot of cultures don't like to accept people that aren't of their culture into their types of music, and to be accepted, like, and even to this day, I get booked by, like, Caribbean people who throw in parties and stuff like that. So just to be accepted by another culture, that they accept me, like, you know, I'm really part of that culture, it's an honor for me, you know what I mean? So I'm very happy to be on the Reggae Fest this year.
Awesome. And you're going to be part of growing that, too. We're already talking about a two-day festival next year and growing it year after year. It seems like this is something that the local community wants. What do you think it is about reggae that this community is interested in?
I mean, it's kind of like back in the day, if you compare it to old school hip hop, how it's feel good hip hop, it's like feel good music. It makes people, reggae just makes people feel, it gives a good energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it does for me. Like when hip hop started to transition to like kind of like where I wasn't really feeling it, the type of music was coming out. That's when I started really, really like loving reggae and dancehall. And then that's what happened with me.
Now, a lot of people describe reggae, you know, and they think automatically of good vibes, good energy, healing. Has music played that role in your life too?
Oh, absolutely. I don't even know where I would be without music. Like, music is just, like, right up there at the top of my life that has a lot to do with it. Like, it's just, I don't even know where I'd be or what I'd be doing without music.
That's a powerful thing.
It's very powerful.
And it seems like that's what this community is looking for, too. It seems like it's looking for music that is could heal this community from other traumas that they've been facing over the last decades.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So projects or events that you're working on in the near future, what are some things that you're working on?
I believe, after Reggae Fest, we have Mr. Vegas coming to the area, who's another dancehall reggae artist. So we're always constantly working on events. Like, those are some of the top things coming up.
50th anniversary of hip hop. There's an award ceremony at Steel Stacks again, October 8th, and you were recently nominated for a Lifetime Achievement Award. Talk a little bit about that, of what it means to be recognized there at the 50th anniversary of Hip Hop Awards ceremony.
I mean, that's an honor to be recognized, especially with it being the 50th year of hip hop, you know, being around from pretty much the early days. It's just an honor for me, and I appreciate that.
Cool. You know, if there's anything you would say to listeners out there, people, younger people that are involved in hip hop or anything in the music in this area, what advice or words would you like them to hear?
My advice as far as like hip hop goes, and you're young, I think networking is the key, and competition is always going to be a part of hip hop. But if you unite, there's a lot more things powerful that can be done instead of going against people. I just wish hip hop would be a little more positive with some of the lyrics and things that's going on with hip hop right at this time.
So you think the lyrics themselves and the music goes a long way in promoting?
It influences people, just like a horror movie or like stuff you watch on TV, and video games influences violence and stuff like that, you know? Like, yeah. A lot of this new drill music is all violence, and that's what a lot of these kids listen to.
So more positive music makes
more positive music, yeah. I just believe, makes a better world.
Gotcha. Awesome. Awesome. So if people wanted to find out more about you, where could they connect with you on social media, out in the community? Where could they connect with you?
Well, you can find me on Instagram at DJMenace610, and then my links to Facebook and all that are all on there.
Awesome. So, awesome. Well, yeah. DJ Menace, thank you so much for coming into the studio today, and good luck with all your future endeavors.
I appreciate it.
You're listening to Inside the 610. We'll be right back.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100 or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Inside the 610. I'm here with Rich Wilson from East Rock Roots. Rich, how are you?
I'm great, man. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so let's talk about East Rock Roots first. It's local. Not many people heard about it, but it does a lot of good things. How are you involved with East Rock Roots, and what is it?
East Rock Roots is a nonprofit, completely grassroots music promotions family. We hold annual food drives for local and national food drives. We do free artist promotion for pretty much if you're great music, we'll promote you. We just feel the world needs to hear your music. I've been with East Rock Roots since the beginning. We were founded July 9th in Philadelphia at the Slightly Stupid Concert Festival Pier for the Sounds of Summer Tours when we all met, and that's me, Sam Winslow, his wife, Jessie, Todd Weldon, and our photographer, Lindsay. We've all pretty much met there due to the Slightly Stupid fan page, And it was just like, hey, we like music, and this, let's just, everybody needs to hear it, so let's put it out there. And here we are.
And you guys are located in the Lehigh Valley. What venues do you work with, or where do you put these shows on?
Well, we have our own venue up at East Rock Roots headquarters on East Rock Road up off of South Mountain. Our president and owner, Sammy Winslow, and I and a lot of volunteers have built a treehouse stage in the backyard where we hold our annual food drive events. And we've worked with some venues out of New Jersey, did a couple food drive events in New Jersey. And I just recently did an event in Lehighton for the Memorial Skate Jam at the Concrete Jungle in Lehighton. Shout out to Josh and his wife Jen for letting East Rock Roots help host that event. It was a great time.
And you said you do promotions, free promotions for local artists. Is it just in the reggae genre, or do you promote music and artists in other genres?
Well, I'm looking to start going more into other genres as well as East Rock Roots is. If your music is great, we'll promote it. I mean, that's the thing. Like,
good music is good.
Good music is good music, and artists work hard, and they're so underpaid, and they don't get the recognition they deserve. So what we try to do is give you free promotion, use our connects and our contacts and our knowledge in music to try to, you know, put local artists on, get them events, you know, opening up for whoever they can. That's going to get them recognition, because we understand these artists are hard workers and underpaid.
So how did you get these connections in the music industry? How did you get your start in it?
Well, me personally, I got my start with, okay, I've always loved music, every genre of music. I'm originally from Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, and we had a pretty neat local scene there of just rock music and new metal. In the 90s, I was really big into hip hop. And then in 2011, I'm just gonna fast forward from the 90s to 2011, a buddy of mine had purchased tickets to Sublime with Roman 311 concert in Virginia. That was Tyler March. Shout out to him. And I was, you know, I was a fan of Sublime and 311 in the 90s, but I was more of a hip hop head in the 90s. So then I was listening at that time in 2011, I was listening to a lot of new metal and going through a lot of things in my life. And it was a hard time for me. And I went to this concert with him and some other friends, and the vibe just reeled me in. Sublime with Rome. Everybody wants to criticize Rome Ramirez, and they shouldn't, because what are you going to do if you're asked to be the front man of your favorite band? You're not going to say no. So people need to stop criticizing him, because that concert changed my life. I started diving down the reggae and all the subgenres of reggae music. And through networking and social media, I met the East Rock Roots. I met Sammy Winslow, and we started, and it's just been going to shows and building relationships with people, and, you know, trying to just build relationships with people that are like-minded like you. And I was lucky. It just fell here. I just walked into it, basically.
So you mentioned earlier in 2011, I believe you said you were going through some tough times in your life. You went to that concert, and that concert was what you needed to turn things around and get on the positive side of things. I've heard that story from a lot of people, where music helps them get out of the darkest parts of their life. What advice would you give to people that are in that dark spot in their life, but are looking for something to kick them out of it and become go on a positive path?
Well, what I would tell the people, because I've been in some pretty dark places, is first of all, realize that tomorrow is always another day. There's always a chance for a new start, and it's up to you what you do different to make it better. Music is a universal language, and music will grab hold of somebody's soul, and it could resonate within them. And listen to your favorite song. It will dictate your mood for the day. If you wake up and you want to have a positive day, I put on reggae music. I have artists that I specifically listen to first thing in the morning, because it's just so uplifting. When you hear that offbeat snare and those reggae beats come in, it's just like, you can't be mad at anybody. Mm-hmm. You can't be depressed. It's just impossible. And just, if you're in those dark spots, just keep pushing, man, because there's always a way out. And reach out if you need to. Social media is a huge way to bring people together and meet people, like-minded people that like the same kind of music as you do. And those people can, it could be complete strangers, but they could be the ones to put their hand out and pull you up out of that hole. And that's how it happened for me. Also meeting my wife, Jen.
That's amazing. So. That's amazing. And you know what? It's time and time again, I hear that it was a reggae, the genre reggae that lifted them up. What is it about that genre? What is it about reggae that the entire world loves about it?
Well, it's just like, you know, it's feel good music. You know what I mean? Like DJ Menace said here, it's feel good music and it just resonates within your soul. And if you are passionate about music and you love music, then one, it's just impossible not to, like, you may, it may not be your preferred genre, but if you go to parties of old heads, if you go down to Jamaica, you walk in, reggae music is always played in the beginning of the night to start it off, get everybody in a good mood, get the vibes right as it progresses throughout the night. And it's just, I don't know. It's just, I can't explain it. It's there's sometimes that I will listen to artists and I will get a literal high from their music. Like it's just, it's incredible.
Not so many words, but more of a feeling.
Yeah, it's a feeling. I mean, the words are definitely a help, but the music, the feeling it brings. And we call, in this genre, we call the people we meet through music our jamily, J-A-M-I-L-Y. And it's just, those people become family. Like, I'm so excited for One Earth Festival coming up July 1st because I haven't seen some of these guys since since July 2nd. It'll be a year.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's like, you know, a family reunion. You can't wait to go see. It's like, you know, going home.
Yeah. You know what? I got to say, I remember growing up in the Lehigh Valley. I was born and raised here. There was a festival that still goes on today, Mayfair. And they used to hold it at a long weekend, started Thursday night at Cedar Beach Park in Allentown. And Thursday night, the opening night of the festival, there was always a free reggae night. And that was the day that most of the community was there. If you went there, you would see everybody there. And I could just remember the feeling there was, you're right, it was a feeling that was just different from any other music concert. That free reggae night, there was no issues. Everybody was happy. Things were just flowing like naturally. I just remember that at a young age growing up. And then Mayfair ended for a while. You know, they didn't have free reggae night. They brought it back, but they brought back Mayfair, but not with the free reggae night. And then, like you said, last year, One Earth Reggae Fest came back to the Lehigh Valley. Steel Stacks brought it back July 2nd. It was last year. And right away, they were expecting 2,000-3,000, and right away, over 8,000 people came.
Yeah, that was great. We were excited about that.
Yeah, and that just goes to show like how much this community really wants reggae to be a part of this community.
Right.
And now we're bringing it back again with One Earth Reggae Fest July 1st at Steel Stacks. What are you expecting this year at One Earth Reggae Fest?
For numbers?
Numbers, performances, the feeling that people have there.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'm just expecting it to be just an amazing day, because this lineup that we have this year, it's an amazing lineup mixed with local and some national talent and mid-level talent. And these guys are all just, they perfect their game. They're all performers. And it works. I would say last year, we did about 8,000 people. I'm expecting 10,000 plus. And then with Arts Quest picking it up possibly next year for 2 days, I just expect good things with this. I'm excited.
Awesome. So some people on the lineup that you're excited to see this year, who are they?
Well, always my brothers, L&J Sessions. Those guys come and they put on a show. Also excited for Elephants Dancing. Guys, if you haven't heard of Elephants Dancing, you need to check them out. They're out of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. These guys bring high energy, and they put on an amazing show. And I'm telling you, mark my words, they're going to be the next guys to go from Pennsylvania, from the East Coast. Sun-Dried Vibes is a personal favorite, but we have legend Red Fox. Red Fox is one of the originators. He brought one of the first to do dance hall hip-hop crossover, and he's just an all-around great guy. And, I mean, we got Mighty Mystic representing. I mean, we got a mixture. We got some local Lehigh Valley, and outside the Lehigh Valley, the Root Setters always come with an amazing reggae dub set. We got Ja People out of Philly. Iron Lion. I'm coming from the Mid-Atlantic area. We got Cultivated Mind. Now, this guy is going to blow your mind. He is an amazing artist. So this guy comes and it's just Tony. It's just him. And he...
Musical genius.
Yeah. I can't even explain how he makes you feel. I seen him with the Movement and Tropodelic just recently in Asbury Park, New Jersey. And it was the first time I seen him, and he blew my mind.
You know? Yeah, I was watching some videos about him playing. I don't know how many instruments he plays, but
a lot.
Yeah, like all of them.
And his knowledge, like the interview he did with Space Camp, His knowledge of music is just he's just a master of his craft, a true artist.
Yeah.
And then Space Camp, Space Camp, local legends around here in the Lehigh Valley.
They worked
with some heavy producers. One of my favorites is he worked with Rob the Viking. One of my favorites. Yep. They worked with, I said, rather.
Yeah, and then just a few months ago, we had Oski, who's one of the duo of Space Camp, and they're doing some big things, especially in the genre, in this genre.
And then we got the Lunch Trucks coming. They're Pennsylvania. They're outside Lehigh Valley. I believe they're from the Hazleton area more, but they have a lot of fan base in the Lehigh Valley. And these guys, they bring energy.
If you had to dream of something, maybe even speak it into existence for something for One Earth Reggae Fest moving forward, maybe next year, what artist or what would you like to see at One Earth Reggae Fest next year?
I would love to see a Marley.
A Marley. Okay.
You can't go wrong with a Marley and just bring back some of the, you know, the original, some original, you know, legends like Clinton Fearon would be nice. Anthony B would be another person. Like, these are just amazing artists that have been around for a long time. You know, I would just love to see it grow. I think what we're doing right now is we're doing it right, and it's just going to progress from here.
Well, you know what? Having this lineup this year, it is very exciting. We would not be able to have this lineup without you and East Rock Roots.
Thank you.
If people wanted to find out more and connect with East Rock Roots, where could they find you guys at on social media?
We're on Facebook under East Rock Roots, and we also have the East Rock Roots family. They're two different pages. And also Instagram, East Rock Roots on Instagram, but I'm not sure how active we are on that. Most, I think, is done off of Facebook. And then you can personally find me on Facebook, just Rich Wilson. And you'll see the East Rock Roots banners.
Well, Rich, it's been a pleasure working with you. When we first met, I'll always remember that day that we first met. And there was just a connection. I felt like we were going to work together moving forward. I'm very excited for July 1st at One Earth Reggae Fest. I'll see you there. Thanks for coming in, man.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having us. From East Rock Roots and myself, we're honored.
Thanks for listening to Inside the 610. I'm your host, Mike Fresetto. We'll see you next time.
If you enjoyed this program, please go to wdiy.org or the WDIY app to share or become a WDIY member.